Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code WALKING50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. One of the things that I used to do was I would wake up, make coffee, have a cup of coffee, and then head out for my walk. And about a year ago, I decided to change that up. Decided to make the coffee a micro reward for pursuing fitness. So go take the walk first, and then when you're done, come back and enjoy that coffee. While I miss that cup of coffee first thing after I wake up, I really do, as I'm out walking, look forward to getting back to the house, grinding up those coffee beans, and I make a pot that has enough for 2 cups of coffee. The thing is, I almost never finish a full cup of coffee. Once it is no longer hot, actually once it's no longer warm, I lose interest. I don't want room temperature coffee. I certainly don't want cold coffee. That's one of those things that I've never quite understood fully. I understand it, you know, in summer when it's hot and you want a cool drink and you love coffee. I intellectually get that. But what I've never been able to wrap my brain around, or taste buds, is the idea of cold coffee. For me, coffee needs to be hot. And so I tend to lose interest once the coffee reaches room temperature. I do have an insulated bottle that will keep my coffee hot for hours. And I'll make that pot of coffee, put it in this insulated bottle, hop on my bike, ride to the beach. Sometimes I'm there as the sun rises. Usually the sun is coming up way too early for me to do that, but I'm there not long after the sun has risen. That coffee tends to stay hotter longer. I'm looking forward to my coffee when this walk is done. By the way, did you know there's actually research indicating that coffee and walking pair well together? Yeah. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. Before we get to the research, I need to tell you about a Cortado. My coffee love tends to be simply a mug of hot black coffee. All of those things need to be present. I am not a fan of drinking coffee out of a to-go cup. In fact, oftentimes if we go to a coffee shop, I will get it in a mug. We will sit there as I drink it. For me, that's part of the experience. It's not simply carrying the coffee around in this cardboard cup with the insulated sleeve so I don't burn my fingers. I want to sit there and drink it out of a mug. I prefer my coffee black, although when I started drinking coffee, which wasn't until I was in my 40s, 45 years old, loved the smell of coffee, would go into Starbucks and order a fancy coffee drink and saw that coffee, black coffee, was less expensive. It was like, well, I could save money and just learn how to drink regular coffee. And started doing that, and for the first month, never put creamer in it, but I did sugar it up. And over time, I used less and less sugar, and after about a month, I was able to develop the taste for black coffee. So it needs to be black, needs to be in a mug, needs to be hot. Went to a coffee shop within the last week. It's a new coffee shop here in Myrtle Beach. And I know the owner of the shop. It's actually their second location. And I've gotten to know him at the location, which is near where we live. And so I went in and I said, what do you recommend? What's your favorite? And this guy is a coffee connoisseur. He's a professional coffee guy, not just a coffee shop owner. He worked for Starbucks. He was, I think, their chief of quality control. He is a coffee buyer. He travels to coffee producing countries and knows the coffee grower. So, I mean, this guy knows coffee. And I said, what do you recommend? What is your favorite coffee drink? And his face lit up and he said, a Cortado. I said, a Cortado. All right. Let me have a Cortado. I had no idea what I was getting. It's a smaller drink, comes in a glass. It's half espresso, half milk. And because of the milk and the espresso, you can actually do the coffee art on top of the drink. And he did. It was nice. And it was amazing. Like, wow. This was great. And because it wasn't as much coffee as I usually get, I was able to drink the whole thing before it got cold, and so I left nothing in the bottom of that glass. So if you enjoy coffee, if you love coffee, there's some research, and this was in 2019, and this was in the New England Journal of Medicine. They discovered that those who drink coffee walk 1,000 steps more every day than those who don't. So if you enjoy coffee, you're probably going 1,000 steps more than you would if you weren't drinking coffee. If you don't enjoy coffee, maybe there's a little extra motivation to jump onto the coffee bandwagon. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a licensed personal trainer. I'm not a dietitian. This podcast is not meant to be specific recommendations for you, like whether you should drink coffee or not. I recognize for some, coffee's probably not a good thing, and there's still a camp of folks who think that coffee is not helpful. But there's also a large camp of people who think that coffee is great and that there are health benefits. Where things can get a little squishy is with all the stuff that you add into the coffee, the creamers and the sweeteners, and that can change the coffee dynamic. But black coffee? Yeah. Research. You drink that coffee, 1,000 steps more than those who don't drink coffee. I love going into new coffee shops. It's one of my favorite things to do when we travel, when I travel. You know, what kind of cool, funky coffee shop is worth going into? And one of my favorite coffee memories came on a trip to Italy with a tour group. We were in Monacatini, which is, I don't think they think of it so much as a suburb, but Monacatini is a smaller town that is near Florence. And we were actually spending the day in Florence, but we were staying in Monacatini. And I discovered, one of the first things I did, you know, where are the coffee shops? Because I'm going to get up early, I'm going to take a walk, I want to get some coffee. And there was a coffee shop, and I think the name was New York Cafe. And it was three blocks from the hotel. And I got up, walked to that coffee shop, and in Italy, you don't go in and sit down. You stand at the coffee bar. And so I got my coffee, and I was standing there at the coffee bar drinking my coffee in an Italian coffee shop. And the coffee was pretty good. Now that I think about it, that walk to the coffee shop and back was probably 1,000 steps. Maybe that's where the 1,000 steps comes in. We're walking to get our coffee. That's great. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every single day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And if you enjoy this podcast and you've been using this podcast consistently, maybe every day as part of your fitness journey, you can actually make it even easier on yourself by tapping the follow button in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and that will automatically download Walking as Fitness onto your phone so it's waiting for you when you're ready to take a walk. You don't have to go look for it. Thanks for letting me be part of your walk today. I'm honored, and I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to join you for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.